بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إنا نعمدك ونؤمن بك ونتوكل عليك ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series of duas to power your day. And today we are continuing our reflections on Allah Asmaul Husna, the most beautiful names of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And today we will reflect on four of these beautiful names, namely Al-Muhi, the giver of life, Al-Mumit, the one who causes death or takes away life, Al-Hayy, the ever-living, Al-Qayyum, the self-subsisting source of all beings. Al-Muhi wal-Mumit refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one who gives life and the one who takes lives away. Only Allah has the right and the power to give life. Even He is the one who gave life, He is the one who takes the life away. Al-Hayat wal-Mamat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hayy, the name Al-Hayy, when used to Allah, means eternally alive. We are alive. The creation is alive. Creatures are alive. Human beings are alive as long as they are alive. But they are not eternally alive. They will die. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam died. And it was a shock for the believers, because they considered him as the spiritual father, as everything. He was their beloved. But when Rasulullah died, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it shook them, and they realized only Allah alone is eternally alive. So watawakkal ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. Put your ultimate trust on the ever-living, who is eternally alive. He will never die. If you don't do so and put your trust on those who are only alive, because Allah gave them life, you are deceiving yourself, we are deceiving ourselves. Al-Qayyum denotes Allah's power, Allah as the self-subsisting source of all beings. He exists by himself. This is the beautiful shades of the meaning of this name, that Allah exists by himself and through him everything else exists. So he is not only self-existing, he is all the source, self-existing source of all beings, all creation. Now, our share in meditating on this. Number one, meditating on life and death. We should continue to do so and to assure ourselves of our purpose in life and order our life according to the meaning and the purpose ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah gave us life, He brought us into this world, He will take us away from this world, and the time is decreed by Him. He does so in a manner, in a place, and manner He has decreed. The day is fixed, the time is fixed, the mode is fixed. So it behooves us to reflect on the meaning and the purpose of life and organize our life accordingly. Now, another point is, because only Allah is all alive, alive forever, ever living, we should not attribute independent life to anyone other than Allah alone. Everything else lives through Himself, through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unconditionally dependent on Allah alone. And now, another point is, we must condition ourselves to place our trust solely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who alone is ever living, abiding forever. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.